Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm really thankful that I found, ATRSC, and that I found some way to be useful and slowly kind of working my way into, hopefully making it better. And I didn't really think it would work out. It's kind of hard. Most of the time it's almost impossible to work your way and incorporate your ideas. And that's kind of why I really appreciate Dave, because he's been very accommodating and very trusting, and he's been awesome. It's not every day that you find a leader that, kind of says, go for it, let's see what you can come up with. And I was just really surprised that he was able to, or was willing to, provide that over and kind of give me a chance to show my value. And I was glad that he saw value in it, and for me, it was really cool to get the QRZ API working. That was like a really big accomplishment, especially on the Google Apps, platform. I never really dabbled with Google, but it was very similar to Excel in a lot of ways. And I first created a proof of concept using basically Excel formulas from a stale database. And then they saw a lot of value in that. And then we were noticing that, oh, so-and-so got his call sign updated, and, oh, this guy checked in from Canada, and so we didn't, he's not in the FCC database. And things were getting a little interesting with the stale database. And so I was like, well, let me see if I can do this better by using the QRZ API. And sure enough, I got that fired up and working. And you actually haven't seen nothing yet if you like that form, because that form is actually probably the most basic of all of them that I have right now. All the stuff that I have in Excel is far superior. It does DMR IDs. You just put in a call sign, or you can put in a DMR ID. And it'll get the call sign, and then once it gets the call sign from radio ID, then it uses that call sign to look up in QRZ and gets all information. Put a quarter in.